Recently, we were talking with Liana Casio from British Blind Sports. Now, they don't just look at encouraging visually impaired people to get involved in sport and generally make it more accessible. They also run different taster days and courses. And it's one of those projects we're going to look at today called See My Voice. It's designed to give blind and partially sighted young people the chance to get involved in training, volunteering, and develop their skills, which can help in everyday life or education or employment. And of course, it's all based around sport. Kian Saville is one of those who's been taking part in See My Voice, and he joins us to tell us more about himself and about the project. Thank you very much for joining us.
No problem, Alan.
So tell me a little bit about you, Kian.
I am just about to finish my A-levels. I'm currently 18 years old. I'm naturally quite sporty. I do train. I do a lot of swimming competitively with my club, Damaged Dolphins, and I train 5 times a week. So I'm quite naturally active. And then when I saw this project, when it was shared around on British Blind Sports social media, I was like, actually, I wanted to give something back to my community, and I thought this was a great way to do it, really.
Okay, so the love of sport's always been there. Has it been just swimming, or were there other sports you used to participate in?
Well, when I was younger, I used to do a lot of football like a normal kid. And then what kind of happened is my medical background kind of got a lot more complicated as I was diagnosed with a rare condition called neurofibromatosis type 2, where they discovered the tumour in my head, and it was decided by doctors that for the best of my interest, I wasn't allowed to do any contact sport. Getting hit with a football in the head could be quite traumatic for me. So I kind of had to give up football. And I'd always loved swimming on holiday and everything. So I decided to join a swimming club, and it kind of sprouted on from there.
And have you swam competitively?
My recent competition, I went to the British Para International Championship in Sheffield, which is part of the World Series. So hopefully next year, if I get my international classification for swimming, I'll be hopefully competing in Brazil, Germany, Italy, all over the world.
Fantastic. So there's a love of swimming then, but why is it such a good sport to do?
Well, I like the fact that you've got the two sides of it. You've got the side that you are an individual competitor and you're always out there. You're trying to beat your teammates, but you're also trying to beat yourself. And then I like that other aspect of the team side where you work as a team to try and win a gala for your club.
Your heart's definitely in the swimming when it comes to competitiveness. I mean, 5 times a week if you're out training on top of, you know, your studies and so on as well. That's quite a commitment.
It used to be less, but with squad progression and me progressing over the last 2 or 3 years, it's now obviously up to 5 times a week, but we'll do land training sometimes, like squats or press-ups or just stuff to get physical strength and fitness anyway. So it's kind of like a full-on task, but I enjoy every second of it, really.
So do you have a preferred swimming stroke?
So I generally swim all strokes, but I would say my best stroke is probably the freestyle or the butterfly, where with my para classification I have to swim fly with one arm. It does turn a few heads when people start seeing me swim it, but it's actually quite competitive and it's quite good to be showing people actually you have got a para swimmer in swimming with normal people, and it's actually quite humbling for me in terms of actually I can't believe as a para swimmer I've actually made it to the same level as someone that swims able-bodied.
Do you think then you're proving something, maybe not just to yourself and your teammates, but to everyone in the pool then?
Yeah, I'm kind of like trying to show people that as much as sometimes our competitions split with able-body and para swimming, I like to show up, compete in some of the able-bodied events. Like I went to the East Midlands Regional Championships in Sheffield, which was an able-bodied event, but I had managed to qualify through my para classification. And there was only a couple of us that went, but it was really good to be there and go, actually, I'm kind of at that level where I can compete with able-bodied people, even though I'm a para swimmer. And I could actually prove to people that we're not actually that different.
You heard about British Blind Sports' See My Voice project. What attracted you to it? What did you think you could get from it?
After everyone had helped me with all my medical stuff, I kind of wanted to give something back to my community, and I thought this was probably the best way to do it, by volunteering, showing what skills I have, kind of helping me with possible future employment. It was all really about the contribution to sport, really, and what I could do to help others.
So tell me about your part then in See My Voice. What does it involve for you?
So what we do is we set out to complete as many hours of volunteering as possible, either doing something small with the village or going to help someone or going out and being part of a bigger community project. So I've just recently done some fundraising for Birmingham Children's Hospital, conducted brain surgery and also Look After Me, and I raised 4,500. I'm also looking into doing a para swimming squad inside my club where we can get more people more involved with sport, even if they wanted to just come and have a swim rather than be part of the club itself. But just trying to get people that want to go and enjoy doing sport.
And has there been a lot of support from British Blind Sport?
There has actually. We have a really good network. We basically have social media profiles that we constantly have discussions on about new activities to the group of like different ideas that more people can get involved with. We have phone calls scheduled every week regarding mentoring, so what we can do better, what British Blind Sport kind of keeping an eye on what we're up to and how the project's helping us. And then we also have training days where we go to a location and we go and do like a leadership, a young leaders course, to kind of better our communication skills, our team working skills, kind of improve our confidence, show that actually we are good leaders and we can inspire new people to get involved.
It sounds a very comprehensive project and a lot of support coming there from British Blind Sport to help you through that. What kind of things have you learned from it? What do you think you'll take from this at the end?
What I've definitely learned is mainly problem-solving skills, because each activity, each volunteering hour, you have to approach it in a different way, find new problems and solutions. For example, I have recently just got a para swimmer to come and join Danish Dolphins to come and be part of this little para squad that I'm starting. And because of the different needs of each individual person, it's all about trying to keep everyone happy at the same time, but whilst appealing to all their needs. So definitely problem solving I'll take away from it, because you really do have to think on your feet to try and get the most out of the activity that you're doing or volunteering, and probably also the communication, confidence and teamwork inside, because you kind of need to be able to work in a team and have the confidence to help other people, to kind of show them if they look lost on the activity and they're not sure what they're doing, you have the confidence to go and go over to them and have a discussion, make them feel welcome, kind of make them feel like they're included, part of the group. So it's really good life lessons that I could take away for future life, employment, being part of different groups, even socializing with friends, having the confidence to go up to your friends and having a bit of a chat. It's really good to know that this type of project out there to try and help people see their voice.
Keen, you're a bit of a trailblazer because you're the kind of first intake for See My Voice, and there are going to be more of these on the way that people can get involved in. I mean, how would you encourage someone to take part in this?
All I would say to them is literally find something that you enjoy, either sport, it can be fundraising, it can be just simply helping out at an event. Just find something you love and then find different ways of how to approach it. Say you're a footballer, then you can do some coaching, you can do some helping out at tournaments. You can just approach it in many different ways. And the more ways you approach it, the more hours you're going to build up. And the more hours you build up, obviously, that's the more people you're helping and kind of trying to inspire to do that sport or to be part of a volunteering group.
Kian, best of luck with the swimming, the competitive stuff as well, and of course taking part in See My Voice. And thanks for telling us your story on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan.